AircheckDownloads.com. Rockin'
America, Top 30 Countdown. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon right here in the Nut Hut Studios with the whole Rockin' America Nut Hut crew.
And we are ready.
We're getting ready to count down the top 30 songs in the USA. Plus, we'll talk to some of the superstars who make those hits. This week, you'll hear from John Cougar Mellencamp. We'll meet Debbie Gibson and talk to the band Aerosmith. We'll also keep you up to date with the latest in rock and roll showbiz news with the Rockin' America Entertainment page. And if we're lucky, we'll hear from the Rockin' America party animal, Mr. Leonard. We are just about ready to count down the hottest hits in the whole USA all the way to the number one song of the week. But first, let's look back at last week's top 10 songs on Rockin' America.
Number 10. Number 9. Number 8. Number 7. Number 6.
Whispering love, oh, wishing well, kissing love, oh, wishing well, rock a day.
Number 5. Number 4. Number 3. Number 2.
The very top of last week's chart. A guy who's very comfortable at number one because he's been there so many times. Number one, last week, making it 3 weeks in a row, Michael Jackson and Man in the Mirror.
Number one,
one, one, one, one, one, one, one, one, one,
make a change for once in my life. Make that change.
That's Michael Jackson and Man in the Mirror, number one on Rockin' America for the last 3 weeks in a row. Now, in a little while, we'll find out whether or not Michael can make it a fourth big week at the top of the chart. But right now, it's time to kick off your bowling shoes and go on a party cruise.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to begin this week's edition of the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. And we're kicking it off with a man who's just released a brand new single in the USA. That single sounds like this. That's Rick Astley and Together Forever. Already the fourth single he's released in England, but it's only a second record in the USA. It's the follow-up to the song that was at number one on Rockin' America just a few weeks ago. That song's at number 30 this week on the countdown. Here's Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up.
We're no strangers to love.
His name is Rick Astley. His song is Never Gonna Give You Up. Former number one hit on the countdown. This week it drops back 9 places. It's number 30 on the Rockin' America Top 30. I'm Scott Shannon. Later on the countdown, we'll have our very special in-studio VJ DJ guest. I'm talking about Steve Tyler. And I'll be right back to talk with John Cougar Mellencamp. But let's not forget about Mr. Leonard.
That's right, Scott. And later on in the show, I'll be going into the dark room with Samantha Fox to see what develops.
Pitiful.
How do I do it?
I don't know how, but I wish you wouldn't.
Circulation is great for your complexion.
I'm Scott Shannon, Rockin' America from Anchorage to Atlanta, and all around the planet Earth with the top 30 hits of the week. You can pick us up off the satellite from the Westwood One radio networks on great radio stations like WLKM Three Rivers, Michigan, FM 96, and AM 1510. I like it when they go both ways. Z100, the hot FM. That's the other Z100 serving Western Kentucky, WZZF. And you can pick us up on Q106 in San Diego, California. A better mix of music and Murphy in the Morning. That's the home of that radio disc jockey by the name of Jack Murphy.
I feel good. I Thanks for joining Rockin' America, and thank you for listening. We're up to the song that's at number 29 on this week's countdown. It's brand new on the chart. Here's The Deal and the song called Two Occasions. What's the deal? That's the deal. The group's called The Deal, and the song's called Two Occasions. Brand new this week, number 29 on the official Rockin' America Top 30. Now, when you hear the name John Cougar Mellencamp, you know you're talking about an international superstar. But being famous isn't all that important to John Cougar Mellencamp. He says he just kind of likes the music and enjoys the job of superstar.
So many people are into the pose, you know. So many people, their merit is what band they're in. You know, hey, I'm in such and such band. Which means that, you know, I'm tough, I'm cool, you know. And for me, it's like, listen, if you really want to be happy, then you better turn everything inside and learn about yourself. That, to me, is the nicest thing about making records, is that it gives me the opportunity to look at myself and figure out who I am. Most people in the United States, they go to their job, they hate their job, so they're escaping from that, right? But my job enables me to look at myself, look at my surroundings, and deal with it.
His name is John Cougar Mellencamp. He's a superstar, and he's at number 28 this week on Rockin' America. His latest hit is called Check It Out. That's John Cougar Mellencamp and Check It Out. It drops back 11 big places this week. Number 28 on your Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. There's a very famous book called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. But we have it on good authority that they grow more than trees there. Because Brooklyn, New York is also the original home of the Dodgers.
Remember the boat, Scott!
Also from Brooklyn is Barbara Streisand and the new pop group called White Lion. The very first hit record for the group White Lion shows up on the Rockin' America chart this week. They're at number 27 with this song, White Lion and Wait. That's the group White Lion. The song's called Wait. It's brand new this week at number 27 on the official Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon, counting down the top 30 songs in the USA, headed directly for the number one hit in the land. A quick check at the Rockin' America Entertainment page. Happy birthday to John Bentley of Squeeze, Bill Summers of the Grateful Dead. Happy birthday to Jan Hammer, the guy who does the music for Miami Vice. Luther Vandross is celebrating a birthday. Kenny Rogers, Paul Carrick, and Jack Nicholson.
Here's Johnny.
By the way, if you live in New York City and you're looking for the Bruce Springsteen Tunnel of Love tour, he'll be at the New York Madison Square Garden May 16th, 18th, 19th, 22nd, and 23rd. And don't forget his wife, Julianne Phillips, has a brand new motion picture coming out called Sweet Lies.
Is this Saturday, Rudy?
I'm Scott Shannon. This is the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Don't forget our special in-studio guest today, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. He's on the way.
Mike, ask for it by name. The Pachin.
Direct from the Nut Hut Studios, it's the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown, starring those radio stud puppets, Scott Shannon and Mr. Leonard. Last week, we welcomed a singer named Brenda Russell to our countdown, but it turns out that she's been here before. Brenda Russell and So Good, So Right. It hit number 30 in the USA on November 3rd, 1979. It's taken Brenda almost 10 years to get back to the top 30. She's kind of slow, but she's doing better than ever. This week, she's at number 26 on Rockin' America. Here's Brenda Russell and Piano in the Dark. That's Brenda Russell and Piano in the Dark. A lovely tune, checking in at number 26 this week on the countdown, moving up 3 points from last week. One day last year, a guy named Henry Lee Summer was walking through Louisville, Kentucky, just kind of strolling through town. He could not get over how many good-looking women he saw there. One of the ladies strolling down the street looked so fine that Henry said to himself, "I wish I had a girl who walked like that." And within 20 minutes, Mr. Henry Lee Summer had written all the lyrics for a new song. You're probably wondering how they write those things. This week, that song about Louisville ladies is at number 25 on Rockin' America. Here's Henry Lee Summer, number 25, I Wish I Had a Girl.
You can have a cake, queen.
She looks so fine.
man, I wish he was mine.
Henry Lee Summer. The song's called I Wish I Had a Girl. He moves up 2 points this week to number 25 on the Rockin' America Countdown. Now, when you hear somebody talking about big, big stars in England, they could be talking about a lady named Samantha Fox. Samantha is such a big star in England that newspapers are always printing stories about her. Some are true, some are false. Recently, some of the papers have been printing stories saying that Samantha had lost her voice and was never, ever going to sing again. Samantha says, bull, it's not true, or something like that. I don't think she said bull. She had minor throat surgery at the beginning of March, but she's doing just fine. There's not a thing wrong with her voice, and she's going to keep singing. Samantha Fox is at number 24 this week on Rockin' America. She's a big, big star indeed. Here's Samantha, and Naughty Girls Need Love, too.
Naughty girls need love.
Samantha Fox and Naughty Girls Need Love, too. Moving up 4 points this week to number 24 on the official Rockin' America Top 30. I'm Scott Shannon. Hold on tight. The biggest jump of the week is coming up next on this Rockin' America radio station.
Aircheckdownloads.com.